The Wegovy pill launched this week, and the starting dose is actually now available at pharmacies around the country, including obviously here in Connecticut, with higher doses arriving by the end of this week. I wanted to talk more about the significance of this and certainly where we are at when it comes to weight loss medications. So joining us on the show is Dr. Daniel Friedman with St. Vincent's Medical Center, Hartford HealthCare's medical and surgical weight loss specialist. Dr. Friedman, welcome to WICC.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you here. First of all, let's talk about just what has happened in the last few years with some of these weight loss medications. I know obviously we're talking about pill form today, but obviously starting out more with the shots and what we have seen really in America since more and more people have gotten on board with this.
Absolutely. So on sort of the scientific side, I think you have a boom of new targets to assist with weight loss in terms of how we treat the underlying condition. So these new medications are targeting a number of body hormones, signaling molecules that impact not only whether the stomach empties more slowly and how hungry someone feels, so clearly it impacts how much someone is eating, but they also have less obvious effects on how the body burns and deposits fat and other metabolic processes, including processing of blood sugar. And we're finding more and more chemical targets for these medications. So we started out with semaglutide, which is the Ozempic or Wegovy, which targets one body chemical involved in these processes. Then came tirzepatide, which is Mounjaro or Zepbound, which targets two receptors. And we have medications coming down the pipeline now in clinical trials that are looking at three or more of these chemicals. So we're just seeing a huge growth in our ability to treat obesity with different options with all of these different medications.
And Dr. Friedman, where are we at? You know, I want to say, and maybe you have a more direct answer, but I want to say it's been in the last maybe 2 years that there's been a real boom in people using these types of medications. But in the very beginning, when we first learned about, you know, the injections, there were, you know, medical reports of, you know, is this going to make droopy face? Is this going to impact different parts of your body? And of course, you're always going to look at the bad headlines over the overwhelming good headlines about this. But I just didn't know where we're at since I'd say the very beginning and sort of the concerns that some people had about these medications and where we're at today. And honestly, on the other side of it, how many, I'd say, health impacts in a good way we've also discovered in the last couple of years from these medications.
Absolutely. I think your question really highlights the importance of finding balance in the reporting and the cultural conversation about these medications. Like any medication, these agents do have side effects, and that can include things, particularly GI-related side effects like nausea, constipation, or acid reflux. Those are, to some degree, expected and sometimes mild, sometimes more significant. The concerns about sort of appearance of skin and that sort of, you know, very bold headline of Ozempic face, you know, anyone who experiences rapid weight loss is going to potentially see looser skin in some areas or changes in their facial shape, could potentially experience loss of muscle mass. And that's why it's so important that we recognize that these are not cosmetic agents. These are medical treatments and should be engaged in with the help of a physician who's going to provide a comprehensive conversation about what to expect as far as side effects, what to expect associated with weight loss, and also making sure that weight loss occurs at sort of a healthy pace and while maintaining protein intake, maintaining muscle mass, sort of doing the healthy lifestyle changes that are going to allow the weight loss to take place in a comprehensive and safe way. I think the data has supported that these are overall quite safe medications, quite effective medications. But you're right, the clinical trials for these agents typically lasted between 4 and 5 years, and long-term data is emerging. So anyone who is, you know, taking these medications should keep an eye out for new data that might emerge as these medications kind of grow and evolve, and we have more like 10 and 15 year data as we do for some other types of medications.
Dr. Friedman, talk about the effectiveness comparing the pill form to the injectable.
Absolutely. So at least from what Novo Nordisk has released with their sale of the medication, we're looking at quite comparable effectiveness of the oral form. So the and actually perhaps even a little bit more effective. The weekly injectable form of the medication is generally expected to help people lose about 15% of their total body weight. And that's over anywhere from 4 to 5 years with the injectable. That's what the trials were done over. And with the oral form, they are publishing about 17% weight loss over 64 weeks. So just a little bit over a year. And that's comparable, actually, to the weight loss expected with sort of the latest generation of medications, the tirzepatide related medications. And that was in the arm of the trial where patients were staying on treatment, were compliant with treatment for the full length of the trial.
And what about the cost, Dr. Friedman? I mean, I know obviously the injectables, no matter which one you're using, we know that they're slowly bringing the cost down. But still, these are very, very expensive medications. And unless you are, you know, in the past, it was if you were a diabetic, you had it basically covered. But if you're using it solely for weight loss, you're still seeing where, you know, insurance may or may not cover a lot of it, a bulk of it. So they're very expensive. They're slowly bringing that cost down. What about the pills, though? Are they pretty comparable in cost to the injectables?
Actually, interestingly, Novo Nordisk is showing that this is expected to be at a fairly significantly lower price point compared to the injectables. So at the moment, the least expensive, sort of raising an eyebrow because, as you said, these medications are extraordinarily expensive. But so far, the sort of lowest cost out of pocket for lowest doses of the injectables is about $350 a month for Zepbound through Eli Lilly at the moment. Now we compare
that to for
four injections for a full month of treatment. Mm. Now we compare that to the pill form that that Novo Nordisk is advertising, and they're saying that their lowest doses, a month of medication, will cost about $150, and that's for a daily pill. Whereas the higher doses will cost around $300 a month. So we are looking at a decrease in the price point. But as you said, there's still a question of what insurers will decide as far as insurance coverage.
Well, and I think what's interesting about this, Dr. Friedman, I bring up the cost because so many people have started to rely on this. And one of the things I've learned after researching this so much with other doctors at Hartford Healthcare as well, shout out to Dr. Wong, who's also come on to talk about this a lot. You know, the thing that I'm learning is that this is typically not something that you can just do for, you know, maybe a couple of months and then you move on with your life. A lot of times people are on this for life or for a very long time, or they get on and off of it throughout their lifetime. It's sort of how it's going to work. But I mean, the cost is really something that is going to be a problem for some. So if that is the case, and you now have a competitor that's lower cost, so the pill form being lower cost, I would imagine it could, and correct me if I'm wrong, it could then drive the injectables to have to lower their costs as well, especially if the effectiveness is pretty comparable.
I absolutely agree with you. I think that is what we're going to see. And in fact, if you look at other news that's come out, the competitor for this pill, they are also looking to have an oral pill form of their medication approved, looking at sort of spring of this year. That's in process as we speak. And so we are going to be looking at competition, both in terms of the oral form and, exactly as you said, potentially driving down the cost of injectables.
And Dr. Friedman, in your professional opinion, has it become incredibly easy to get on a weight loss medication? It just feels like, you could have just about anything. I mean, sleep apnea, anything can almost qualify you to get on these weight loss drugs. But obviously, the big thing is talk to your doctor first. But it just seems like almost anybody could get on them.
Yes and no, in my opinion. I think there are more and more diagnoses that we've discovered where they have specifically looked at these medications for treatment of those illnesses and found that even sort of separate from the weight loss, there's benefit in those illnesses. And exactly as you mentioned, sleep apnea is one of them. What we used to call fatty liver disease and now we call sort of metabolic associated liver disease, that's another one. Cardiovascular disease, heart attack, those are certainly all diagnoses that can benefit significantly from these medications and may help with insurance coverage. But for example, even with Connecticut State Insurance with Husky, they have very specific definitions of the degree of severity of those conditions to qualify for medication, as well as how that severity is determined. So someone, for example, with mild sleep apnea would not qualify for coverage of GLP-1 medication under Husky. It must be moderate sleep apnea, and they must be using a CPAP machine. While there certainly is recognition and growing approval for these medications for a number of different conditions, it remains, unfortunately, frustratingly difficult for many patients who are sort of right at the borderline of these diagnoses and could benefit from the medications, certainly in a preventive sense or a treatment sense, and still having quite a lot of coverage issues.
Well, Dr. Friedman, we appreciate getting your expertise on this and certainly big news in regards to weight loss medication. The FDA-approved Wegovy pill, only approved last month, now available at pharmacies and other retail sites, again, in pill form. And Dr. Daniel Friedman with St. Vincent's Medical Center, we thank you so much for what you do, Hartford HealthCare's medical and surgical weight loss specialist. We appreciate your time.